We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim with Ross and Bob. It's time to continue our countdown of our top 25. But first, our winner from the Ask Ross segment is James from Revere, Massachusetts. And Bob Flounders wants to know if your hometown there is named after Paul Revere.
I think that's a pretty obvious question. I'd be stunned if it's not.
Well, we'll reach get to out the bottom of it. And James,
you guys ever heard of Google?
That's the only way we're going to find out, Ross. He's going to have to confirm
it. It's this really cool thing. You could literally just type in
Wikipedia,
is
maybe?
Revere, Massachusetts, named after Paul Revere. I love that we think we need to talk to this guy from Revere.
You know, if you've Andy got your was phone here and he asked that question, you would have just savaged him. You took it easy on us.
You have your phone in hand. Go ahead. Do it. All right. Let's get to Bob. Meanwhile, let's get to Bob's top 25 player countdown. We'll do a real quick recap. Where we were starting at number 25 was Jesse Lucada, Lance Dixon, Keaton Ellis, Adisa Isaac, Des Holmes, Marquise Wilson, Ellis Brooks, Brandon Smith, Tariq Castro Fields, and Noah Kane, which brings us to number 15 on your list.
Actually, we talked about the last three last week. We talked about Jason Owe, Will Fries, and Lamont Wade last week.
I screwed up.
That's okay.
I pulled an Andy Shea there, didn't I?
It's human nature. We're actually at number 12 on the list. And I'm going
to... I had last week's list here. That's my problem.
Breaking news. Boo, 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 boo. Revere is a city in Suffolk County, Massachusetts, located approximately 5 miles from downtown Boston. Founded as North Chelsea in 1846, it was renamed in 1871 after the American Revolutionary War patriot Paul Revere. Boom. And we didn't even have to ask someone that lived there.
And you know
what? The old Google machine.
Recount. That's the only reason why James won, because we wanted that answer, so we're going to have to find someone else. No, James, you are still the winner. All right. Let me get back on track here. We're at number 12, which means Mike Miranda.
Right. And I'm going to just throw these guys out because the next two, let's just discuss both of them. I had Miranda at 12, CJ Thorpe at 11. They're both veteran guards. They're both in their fourth year. They've both played a ton of football at Penn State. They were in basically a timeshare at the right guard position last year with Steven Gonzalez on the left. I'll throw this open to Ross. I've been thinking about this since this list has been out there for a while. I could make I know that Ross is a big fan of CJ Thorpe, but I love the way that he finishes blocks. He's very, very destructive in the run game. In some ways, I just don't know. I like Miranda a lot, and it's the most important players. The fact that Miranda is more versatile, he can play center or guard. I just wonder if maybe I might have them backwards. But I think in terms of a pure guard, in terms of a higher ceiling, I think Thorpe has a chance to be a little bit better. So I went with him that way. But if we're talking about versatility, I think Miranda deserves a lot of credit too, because I think he can be an effective center as well.
You definitely have them flipped, because Miranda being the backup center, we believe. Now, I know they like Juice Scruggs.
Yeah, he was doing some things yesterday, but I still think he's awaiting clearance because it was a pretty significant injury that he had.
Well, at any rate, though, Miranda's more important because those are your two starting guards as far as we know. But Miranda's the backup center. So because of that, I think he's more valuable than CJ Thorpe. I would also say Miranda's a little more consistent. Thorpe, not as much as I thought he would, but he still has a few too many swings and misses. You know, he hits more home runs than Miranda, but he also strikes out more than Miranda, whereas Miranda is just single, double,
right.
A little bit more consistent. My question for you, Bob, as it relates to their rankings, who's the next guard?
Yeah, so that
we know who the next tackle is. We know who the next center is. Who's the next guard?
That is an interesting question. I think Scruggs has been away a little bit. I know they like a couple things. I know they like Salim Worley, but he was just a true freshman this past year. I believe Caden Wallace was originally viewed as a guard prospect and a highly coveted one, but they worked him at tackle last year. So I still think they're sorting through the depth chart at the guard position. I'm not sure there is an established number three guard, but I think that's going to be a priority this spring and in August. I don't think I'm missing anyone. I think I know that they might have kicked Wigan inside. Originally, he was a tackle, but I still think he's got a long way to go. But I just looking at they list Anthony Wigan as a guard. I thought he originally was going to play.
I'm surprised
was going to play tackle.
Yeah, tackle. I think Effner is a swing guy.
He's a swing guy too. I just think that the young guys might have a say in this, because I know that Wormley's a talented guy, and I know that they really like Caden Wallace too.
You know what I think is interesting? Sorry, Jim.
No, go ahead.
Caden Wallace is a really good player, I think. So, do you put him at guard to be the next guard, or do you keep him at tackle, given the fact that there's a very real possibility that all three tackles are gone after this year? Now, does Dez Holmes have two more years, or the
one? Dez Holmes? I believe Dez Holmes is a redshirt junior.
Right. Okay. So I don't think he would do enough to leave school early, or anything like that. But still, there's a very real Fries is definitely gone, and Rashid Walker could easily be gone. So I wonder if you keep Caden Wallace at tackle for those purposes to be the fourth tackle, or you move him into guard to be the third guard. Or maybe he's good enough. You know, maybe we see him this spring. This is when a lot of times these guys make moves, because they got a year under their belt, a season, and then the second spring, it's like, whoa, that guy made a big jump.
How tough is it, Ross, if Caden Wallace is next in line for offensive linemen, to have him prep to do either guard or tackle? How difficult is that?
Well, so in the NFL, that's what you got to do. Yeah. In college, they usually have so many bodies that they typically don't do that. Yeah.
Bates was able to do it, but they don't do that a lot.
Right. Effner, I think, does it a little bit. He swings. I think Caden Wallace is smart enough and talented enough that he could do it. I wouldn't be surprised if they give him some reps at guard to see if he's better than Wormley and is ready to be the next guy in at guard. I think that they, you know, in other words, if Dez Holmes is their sixth man, if you will, I wonder if Wallace is their seventh man, or could be the next guy if something happens inside where Miranda has to move to center or one of the guards gets hurt. My guess is they would give Wallace that opportunity. I think they should. But I agree with where you have these, Bob, 11 and 12 in terms of importance. Yeah. I would just flip them.
Yep.
Well, is there any chance that either one of them is overtaken by somebody? Now, we've talked about that with Will Fries, a threat. Maybe Dez Holmes takes over for him.
I don't think that the younger players are experienced enough yet. And I do think that Miranda and Thorpe are pretty talented players. I think they are guys that if they take another step, they're probably in some way, shape, or form, especially Miranda, because he can play multiple positions. They're NFL caliber players. It's tough to see a young player overtaking one of those two.
The other question I have, Ross, on this is you mentioned about C.J. Thorpe, and I love whenever there's a baseball analogy. He's the home run hitter, though he might strike out. Miranda is the guy who will be more consistent, give you the singles. Who would have the better high side? Who has the higher ceiling among the two of them?
Oh, it's C.J. Thorpe.
Yeah.
It's C.J. Thorpe because he's a people mover. Now, I will say this. Interestingly enough, it's probably Miranda as an NFL player, because I don't know if Thorpe will be able to get there as a – like
pure guard.
People look at him as a starting guard. Yeah. So if you're a backup that only plays one position, it's a really tough spot to be in the NFL. Whereas Miranda could easily fit in as your swing inside guy.
Yep.
Big, big, big difference.
You've talked about that a lot, that versatility in the NFL is so important.
I think it's a big reason why Bates and McGovern got drafted where he did, and why Bates made the Bills.
Big
reason.
Let's break into your top 10, Bob. Yep. And number 10 is Antonio Shelton.
Yes. Antonio Shelton, I think they're the guy in the middle of the field on the defensive line that is the anchor against the run. Penn State's had some good, you know, essentially they are nose tackles that never really got a lot of credit are, and some that were actually very talented. Austin Johnson comes to mind. He was talented. Parker Cothran was another player that didn't, but James Franklin appreciated him. This guy, as I said, we talked about his 465-pound bench press. Just very tough to move. I think he does a lot of things that really help not only his teammates on the defensive line, but the linebackers, kind of getting them clean. His stats are never going to overwhelm you, but that's okay. A veteran player. He knows his role. He was in a timeshare with PJ last year. To me, Shelton's a very, very valuable player on this defense. And I would just say this. Jack Ham raved about him to me last year at the Minnesota game, before the Minnesota game, ironically. I'll take his word for it. But also, they didn't have him in the Minnesota game, and that even though it was a lot of passing that caused Penn State problems, I just wonder if his absence impacted that game more than people realize, because it kind of thinned them out on the defensive tackle side, and Penn State's defense really had a tough time until very late getting off the field against Minnesota. I think this guy is one of the more underrated players on the team.
I agree with everything you just said, and I would say he is. Well, I think Mustafer's pretty good too. So yeah. I take that back. But I would say Shelton is still, to me, clearly the most consistent run-stuffing D-tackle they have. They absolutely need him. He's vitally important. And the point I wanted to make about him, guys, he was a late take.
Yes.
And a three-star recruit that people were like, nah, he was a guy they took after they didn't land some of the big fish in that recruiting class. And it's interesting because they got other guys like Fred Hansard or some of these guys that have Ellis, whatever his name is, Jordan, and these guys that have like transferred out that were all much more highly touted than Shelton. So I mention that because Shelton, Windsor, these are guys that were not highly recruited. And these are guys, one's from Ohio, one's from Wisconsin, that we looked at and I was like, yeah, I don't know. Give Penn State a lot of credit. Yeah. Ohio State didn't want Shelton. I don't think Wisconsin really wanted Windsor till it was too late. And he said, no, forget you guys. And look at what they did. So what Andy Frank, his department, what a job evaluating these guys. Yeah. Because a lot of times you're almost hesitant to offer a guy who the in-state school doesn't offer, because it's like, do they know more than we do?
And you think they should know
more. What are they seeing that we're not seeing? And Penn State pulled the trigger on both. They got them both, and they both have been very good players for them.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for today's show. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Bob. And thank you all for joining us. And that is it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. You can go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or the Keystone Sports app to get all of our segments. See you next time.
This is Ross Tucker from the Keystone Sports Network reminding you that the Blue-White game is coming soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with their best deals ever. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 Tailgate Club barbecue, and a free bus ride to the stadium. I had the chance to enjoy the ultimate tailgating experience, and now you can too. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark 1-800-519-8467 for all the details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.